This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Life is a journey, not a destination. As far as pianist composer Conrad Tau is concerned, that famous quote by American poet Ralph Waldo Emerson applies to composition as well. Tau describes how that idea plays out in his first full-length recording titled Voyages.
And so ultimately, the album became about motion and travel and what it means to get from point A to point B, but, you know, more importantly, what happens in between, you know, the actual process of getting from point A to point B. And that process is both tangential, it's murky, it's unpredictable. And that's what this album is ultimately about.
At age 19, Conrad Tau's journey is just beginning, yet he's already quite accomplished. He's been named a Presidential Scholar in the Arts, a Gilmore Young Artist, and last year Tau received an Avery Fisher Career Grant, not to mention his full international concert schedule and his composition studies with Christopher Theofanidis at Yale University. In fact, it's an original composition by Conrad Tau titled Vestiges, which is the centerpiece of this new recording.
And these pieces were written in 2012, and they were inspired by dream images that I had experienced in the fall of 2011, a series of strange, surreal dream images that all kind of came together in one evening, and I chalk it up to going to college for the first time. But in addition, just because dream images tend to do this, they kept changing and reproducing in these odd, complicated, inexplicable ways. And so I wanted to see what would happen if I structured an album around that general idea, those general themes of change and development, and more crucially, you know, the process of change and evolution, I suppose, if you will, itself.
Those transforming images take shape throughout this recording on other works too, including Rachmaninoff's lyrical Five Preludes and Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit, a work that Tau says is built on never-ending motion.
I would argue that the most conventionally lyrical movement of Gaspard is Ondine, which does have, you know, phrases that seem to be going somewhere, like, tangibly, and yet there's something that happens in Ondine where phrases go somewhere and then just immediately continue. There's none of the satisfaction of, here we are, we're here now. It's very much, here we are, but we're going somewhere else. And yet, at the same time, there's kind of a beautiful inevitability about that kind of motion, about that unpredictability.
Conrad Tau's musical influences change as often as his listening habits. While absorbing the music of Brian Eno and Messiaen, Tau found himself writing a work for piano and iPad titled Iridescence. He says it's very similar to the way the Icelandic pop singer-songwriter Björk approaches her music, using a reactable mobile app that creates inputs and delays for special effects.
Additionally, the iPad is live processing the piano sound, and it does this just by using its built-in microphone, which is very, very simple, well, kind of, I guess, simple and accessible technology. And it was just a little bit intimidating. And of course, there's so much value to diving into that immense field, because it is its own language, and I think that that should be celebrated.
Shaping the future of classical music. That's what this teenager from Illinois is doing on his debut solo recording titled Voyages, and also during his three-day festival in Brooklyn this week called Unplay, which examines the changing role of musicians in contemporary culture. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.